This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arikil. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. It will be open to the public from Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will continue till 14 September. The athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on 29th August to mark the National Sports Day, and teachers on 5th September on the occasion of Teachers' Day. In Uttarakhand, the state cabinet has approved 10% horizontal reservation for direct recruitment in government services to former Agniveers after their return from the army. The cabinet yesterday gave its approval in a meeting chaired by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. The reservation pertains to uniformed posts of Group C in services under the state government. Meanwhile, the state cabinet also approved the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stringent provisions to curb illegal religious conversions. The Supreme Court's recent order on the stray dog menace in Delhi NCR will be re-examined. The Chief Justice of India, CJI, has constituted a three-judge bench comprising Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria for the same. A hearing on the matter will take place today. Earlier yesterday, CJI B.R. Gavai had said he would examine the ongoing issue related to community dogs after an advocate mentioned the matter, saying different benches of the Supreme Court have issued conflicting directions. India has achieved a landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar PV module manufacturing capacity enlisted under the approved list of models and manufacturers, a remarkable leap from just 2.3 gigawatt in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts and labelled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. In a social media post, he said it reflects India's success in manufacturing capabilities and popularising clean energy. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageshwaran has said that the impact of recent U.S. tariffs on Indian exports will be short-lived, easing within one or two quarters. Speaking in Mumbai yesterday, he noted that the sectors such as gems and jewellery, shrimps and textiles are facing the initial brunt, but the long-term impact on the economy will be limited. Urging patience, he stressed that the government is aware of the situation and has already begun conversations with impacted sectors. Heavy rains accompanied by flood inflows lashed several parts of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, severely disrupting normal life. The downpour was triggered by a low-pressure system that formed over the west central and adjoining northwest Bay of Bengal off the coast of North Andhra Pradesh and South Odisha coast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.